This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, Scraby, as we head into the final hour of the show, the happy hour. It's Chris Hello, it's Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. It's Tony Gwynn Jr. on his way back from Cincinnati. Not with us today, but with the Friars, who are feeling good after a 6-4, 10-inning victory today over Los Rojos, or the Red Legs. Or fix your camera, Chris, so people can see you on YouTube.
No, the Red Legs was good. Tony and Jesse were talking about how they played a game in Cincinnati today, like it was played in the 1800s, where they didn't have gloves. They were like doing a show or something, or maybe it was yesterday. One of the days they saw this, and that would be kind of interesting, I have to say.
Baseball started in Cincinnati.
It did.
At least the first big league team was the Cincinnati Red Stockings in 1867, I believe.
It's a big deal for Cincinnati.
Abner Doubleday and I were there laying out the ground rules.
You and Doubleday.
For that first game. But, yeah, the funniest thing of the broadcast today, the telecast, I'm sorry I don't listen to the radio when I'm, you know, DVRing the game at home, but Mark Grant attempted to explain to all of us why it's called the Queen City.
Ah.
And I got to tell you, I rewound it and listened to it twice. I listened to it twice.
Yeah.
I don't even think Mark Grant understood what he was saying. It was so confusing as to why they call Cincinnati the Queen City that I'm unable to pass it along to any of you.
I think I know.
But it's called the Queen City. And like I said, Mark Grant gave it his best shot. Because he had obviously looked it up somewhere.
It's because of the riverboats, right?
No, it had to do some queen of somebody somewhere. I don't know. It was really confusing.
Well, I know that when I left Cincinnati in 2010, they were building a big old bank building, and on top of the bank building is a queen's crown.
No, that's because it's called the Queen City.
No, I'm saying that they embrace the Queen City thing.
But as for why it's called the Queen City, thank you, Mark, for trying to explain it to us, but it was kind of a hopeless endeavor,
hopeless
I must say.
Endeavor.
but here's what I found that's got me fired up for the final hour of the show today. I found a list, and who cares who put this list together? It sure is going to be fun. It's a countdown of the 44 biggest jerks in all of sports history.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're not going to count all 44 down for you because that would be a little lengthy.
Is Brooks Koepka on the list?
Well, we're going to all find out together.
Really?
We're going to all find out together who's on the list. I can tell you I've gone through most of the list. There are several professional golfers already named. So we'll...
Wow.
Some of my personal favorites are on here. Some people who take up a lot of space in my book of people I don't like. But anyway, I'm looking for... I have not yet revealed myself as to who they have like as the top three. I'm kind of looking forward to doing that with all of you. And we'll do that probably at the bottom of the hour. I think it'll be kind of a fun segment to close out the happy hour today.
I have a quick update on Queen City.
Okay, what do you have?
Well, back in the 1800s...
See, this is where the story started with Mark Grant. Yeah, back in the 1800s, and I was like, oh, God.
In 1790, they were settling westward.
Okay.
And so a lot of people started settling in Cincinnati and starting their lives.
Okay.
And so people started referring to Cincinnati as the Queen City or the Queen of the West due to westward expansion.
Yeah, that's what Mark Grant kind of said today, too, and it... just means nothing to me.
It's very weird, I gotta say. Because when I lived there, and I was like, why do you guys call yourselves the queen of the
it's
queen
not
city?
It really, there was no queen of any kind anywhere to be found
no.
back in 1780.
No.
But they just, anyway. All right, so I'm wasting all of your time with that. I apologize. Let's finish up the Big Five, Scrape.
Yes, let's finish up the Big Five.
What do we got there?
And we just got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's not baseball. It's not Padres related. It's actually college sports related. And we can talk about this briefly. NCAA Power Conferences has agreed to allow schools to pay players. NCAA is going to pay over $2.7 billion in damages over 10 years. So another
Really confusing to me, that whole thing, but... I think the whole system is broke and it needs to be fixed.
It is. I don't get anything that's happening in the college world these days.
Yeah.
All right. Awful Announcing wrote an article about the national media sports host, and they wrote it after the ESPN coverage of the Pacers and the Knicks. And whether or not it's a good or bad thing to have those national sports hosts be so open and transparent about their personal team allegiances, examples were Mike Greenberg on Get Up. He mentions his Jets fandom quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's not a secret that Michael Wilbon is a Chicago area fan, so people know about his allegiances. I'm up first. Do you think it's a problem to show your fandom if you are a national sports talk show host?
Or what if you're a San Diego sports talk show host?
I was just about to say, the key word in this whole thing is national sports talk host.
Okay.
Because here, yes, Chris and I do probably talk about our teams a little too much. But I have been told by people they appreciate that because it lets people know who we are. It's more personal, things of that nature.
Okay.
National sports talk show host, I do think that you need to pull back a little bit on talking about your own teams. But I have no issue. If you're a 49ers fan and you're talking about a 49ers story, you bringing up that you're a 49ers fan. I think that's fine for me. Don't go over the top.
No, I have a major problem with it. I think you and I are allowed to, as you said, on the local level, to discuss. Look, we like the Padres. Or, you know, you like the 49ers. I think it personalizes us, as you said.
Yes.
I do not care about the Knicks anywhere near as much as Stephen A. Smith does. And his over-hyping and commentary on the Knicks, especially when they're embroiled in a Game 7 with another team, I think it's just badly misplaced. I thought it made ESPN look really bad. And then you top it off with the fact that the Knicks broadcaster was doing the game because he's the one employed by ESPN. And the fact that they just totally ignored the Pacers. I mean, it was honestly like, you know, J.J. Redick or Doris Burke didn't even know who any of the Indiana players were. They were just like a nuisance.
A nuisance, you
know?
Say.
And, I watched this Celtic-Indiana game on Tuesday night, and I thought it was slanted again. And then come to find out that Tim Legler, who's an ESPN NBA analyst and, quote, expert, was on a podcast this week, said that he was told by ESPN, the network with, you know, that he works at, he was told not to talk about the Pacers because they're not interesting / sexy enough to talk about.
So they wanted him to talk about the Knicks even if they were bad?
Talk about the Knicks, talk about Boston, talk about the Lakers.
This is where ESPN gets it wrong. They
already know
about the West Coast.
But we already know this. Well, that's not true because the Lakers get so much play with LeBron.
Right.
It's not even funny. But it bothers me that people who sit in their 14th story glass enclosed offices with ties on, think they can enjoy, they can influence and tell all of us sports fans what it is we should watch and be interested in.
I bet you they don't even watch their own coverage.
No kidding. But they look at numbers that tell them, oh, we've got to cater to this fan or that fan or the other. We, I thought, watched ESPN because we felt like it was a real sports network.
It's not.
That cares about the sports fan out there and would care and should care about the Pacers as much as we do the Knicks or the Celtics or the Lakers. But you're right. They're not. They're influenced by where the dollar takes them and the greed takes them. And as a result, we have to put up with this crap. I know one thing. I'm going to really miss TNT's coverage because I don't think they cater to anybody on that station. I think Barkley and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny say exactly what they want, when they want it, and how they want it. And the NBA be damned. And that's probably half the reason why the NBA is getting out of business with them, to get closer and more in bed with ESPN, because ESPN does whatever they damn well wish them to do. And yeah, that's a shame. We're all the losers there.
We are.
All the losers there.
I get why ESPN is a big deal, but I personally do not watch ESPN.
I know you don't go to,
unless it's a live sport.
You don't like ESPN. You don't go to ESPN.com.
They're
you never
don't do talking
any of that
about
stuff.
What I want to talk about. Well, yeah. ESPN.com's different because I can go peruse where I want to peruse.
I know, but you don't go. That's not your go-to.
No, my
Whereas
go-to.
For me, it is my go-to because that's kind of my thing, but I'm getting a little bit more annoyed with ESPN as we go along.
Strangely,
here.
My go-to is CBS Sports. They have some great stuff on there.
Matt Snyder, among others.
Oh, yes. Good call. Good call. All right, last one.
Okay.
That was a little too quiet. Let's do it again. If you went to MLB.com, another one of my go-tos every morning is MLB.com, and or at least during the Padres game, if you went to the website, you would have seen this headline. Quote, Skeens shows signs of ace in waiting by grinding out six frames of one-run ball, end quote.
All right.
Okay, I've seen a lot of rookie talk this year, but Skeens is getting all the hype in just three starts.
You're talking about Paul Skeens, the Pittsburgh Pirates fireballer.
Yes, I probably should have said that.
Should mention that.
But I am talking about him. Not every number one overall pick is featured so prominently by the media, Chris. So why Paul Skeens?
Well, here's the first thing I want to point out to everybody. Paul Skeens was available for pickup in our fantasy baseball league. Scraby was sleeping and did not pick him up, and somebody else did. I think your hatred of Paul Skeens starts from the fact that you were too dumb to pick him up on your team. Because if he was on your team, you would not be talking this way about him at all.
Odd Thomas drafted Paul Skeens. He didn't pick him up.
All right. Solid move by Odd Thomas.
Solid move.
I don't know. I think hyping a young player like this is probably good for the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they're hyping Caitlin Clark to no end in the WNBA. What's their record? 0-5.
Yeah.
But they're still the number one draw, the number one show, the number one name.
Games.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to win a few. But, you know, look, golf overdid it with Tiger Woods. You know, basketball overdoes it. We just went through it with LeBron, the Lakers, and the Knicks, and the
Football
Bulls, and Michael Jordan.
Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
and
they all do it. So I have no, you know, Skeens is, you know, the guy did strike out the first seven guys, pitched six no-hit innings his last time. Today he didn't dominate anywhere nearly as much, but he got through six innings, allowed one run. I ended up losing this game to the Giants in extra innings. But Skeens was pretty good. So I think he's a worthwhile story. And they seem to give his girlfriend a lot of attention, too. I've noticed.
Which is smart, because they are trying to take the Taylor Swift NFL playbook and take it on a smaller scale to Major League Baseball.
Has how many million followers?
About 100 million followers less than Taylor Swift.
Yes, I know, but she has a lot.
She does have a lot. And they should be doing this. They should be posting her social media stuff. They should be doing this to get new fans. Because her fans do now pay attention to Paul Skeens. It's how it works.
Yeah,
why Paul Skeens? Because he could throw it 103 miles an hour as a starting pitcher and do it deep into the game. And I think that's pretty
Not many guys we've seen can do that.
Yeah.
So, all right.
There
he's off to a really good start in his career.
Yep.
Giants won, though. The Gigantes won that game today.
I think
in extra innings.
Matt Chapman, 3-run home run at some point in the game.
That's really neither here nor there. But
I also saw Joey Bart, former Giants catcher, hit a grand slam against them.
The Pirates, Joey
Bart. The Pirates,
Bart.
Yes.
I'd rather focus on the Padres and Luis Arraez. Four for five today, if you're just tuning in.
Yeah.
His second consecutive four-hit game. This guy is... All right.
He's... All right.
Yep, I'm a fan. I am a fan. All right, the NBA game between Indiana and Boston just got underway, although I'm surprised that, you know, Indiana's even, you know, got a score
What are you trying to say here?
I'm trying to say that, you know, ESPN probably doesn't notice Indiana's really there, but
this really bothered you.
It really bothered me. Yeah, I really struggled to watch the Indiana-Boston game the other night because it's just like, I mean, Legler said it. You know, they don't even want us to talk about Indiana. That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. You can't do that.
Well, they are. Anyway, too bad. The Pacers are playing, and ESPN has to show them. Score, Celtics 3, Pacers 2. First quarter, obviously. Still to come at the bottom of the hour, who are the 44 biggest jerks in sports history?
Mm.
Just a little preview. Neither Scraby. No.
He would never be on the list.
I was just going to say, neither you nor I think, are in the hunt here.
Good. I'm 45th.
Yes, we are 45th and 6th.
Yes.
We just didn't make the list. Check some traffic first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's a combination of things. You're right. I mean, I like to bet on our clubs, and it's, you know, individual performances against lefties. The fact of the matter is it hasn't been as good as those histories, you know, dictate. But, you know, and we've also faced some tough lefties, faced some tough rides. I mean, it's the big leagues. You're going to face tough pitching. So no alibis here, but we can't ignore the fact that, you know, facing guys like Lodolo and Suarez and, you know, Abbott was good the other day. And Sale, of course, is no walk in the park. But, yeah, we clearly are aware of it, and I do think it'll normalize.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. That was Mike Schilt trying to answer the question, why can't you guys get a hit against left-handed pitching? Well, today, Fernando got a hit against a left-handed pitcher. He got a run-scoring double in the 10th inning.
Take it.
Off a Cincy lefty reliever. Broke the tie. Padres went on to beat the Reds 6-4. I will say this, first of all, about Mike Schilt, and then I will do my best to answer the left-handed problem. Mike Schilt, maybe to a fault, sees the glass half full at all times.
I knew that's where you're going.
That's all I can go.
He's got to.
He has to see it, you know, glass half full. He doesn't have to.
I think he has to because this is a long season.
Well, he does.
You eat you up after 50 games as a manager?
He does. He sees everything half full, and But even you could tell, even he had to at least semi-acknowledge their complete utter failure against left-handed pitching this year.
And he did to an extent.
So he touched on it.
Yeah.
But he's trying to keep a happy face. He's trying to say that things will normalize. Here's what he's talking about when he says things will normalize. Both Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., both of them, this is ironic, Scrabe.
Okay.
Both of them are hitting exactly 138 points lower against lefties this year than their career averages. Both are the exact same bad against lefties. Now, Fernando did knock in that run today. It was his third RBI all year against lefties.
Wow.
That's not very many for somebody the stature of an MVP candidate.
Someone who's hitting close to 300 in his career against lefties.
290 career, 152 this year. And that's coming into today's game, so that may change by a fraction or two.
Yeah.
Manny, 281 career, 143 this year against lefties. These are two right-handed power-hitting sluggers who should just eat left-handed pitchers for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And until they do, the Padres are going to stink against left-handers. That's it. End of discussion. Those two guys have to do it. Who are you going to count on? Jake Cronenworth, he's lefty on lefty. Profar, he's already doing everything he can do.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Right? I mean, Merrill's a lefty.
He is.
Camposano and Kim are, you know, they're bit players. Solano's going to help. But ultimately, it's going to come to Manny and Fernando got to start doing what they normally do. And that's what Mike Schilt's saying. He says that's got to normalize. He's right. It has to. Either that or they're going to keep getting shut out every time they face a lefty. We'll find out starting tomorrow night if that holds up.
One thing Mike Schilt doesn't realize is that here in San Diego, water has trouble finding its level. So he needs to realize that when he says it will normalize.
Yeah. It never did last year, right?
It never did.
We said it 1,000 times on this show.
But this season so far has had its ups and downs.
Its challenges.
But it's definitely better than last year.
You're feeling it right now because they won the last two.
Well, they've won 6 out of the last 7 series, I think.
I know, but they've won every one of those 2-1, except the Braves, 3-1. They can't get a good streak going. As you yourself have been frustrated by.
Yes, because
they got to find a way to get a 6 or a 7. The Rockies got a 7.
Yeah, that's
come
it.
On.
The Rockies got 7. And they had to sweep the Padres to get that 7.
And the Rangers.
And true.
The Padres haven't swept anyone this year. Not once.
I know.
So, you know, that's got to happen at some point. And in order to get a sweep, you normally have to beat a left-handed pitcher in there somewhere.
You do.
So they got one tomorrow night, Carlos Rodon of the Yankees. They got 3 lefties, OMG, next week against the Marlins.
If the Marlins are going to play that game, I'm really hoping it blows up in their face.
Well, the Reds brought in a lefty in the 10th inning today. The Padres scored 2 runs. Maybe that's the start of something good.
We'll find out.
We're hoping, right?
I am definitely
They're
hoping.
Over 500. They're 27-26. Tomorrow will be the 1/3 mark of the season. You know, what do you think out there? Are they truly just a 500 mediocre team?
Oh, you don't want to ask that question because the answer to a lot of people is yes.
Well, those people, unfortunately, might be correct until the Padres prove differently.
I get it.
I said this the other day, Scrabe. You go back to June 15th, not of last year, of the year before, 2022, the last 300-plus games. This team is exactly 500. Exactly. That's with Juan Soto in, Juan Soto out. Bob Melvin in, Bob Melvin out.
Hitting coaches in, hitting coaches out.
This guy, that guy, the other guy. Winning
Blake
at
Snell
home,
in.
Winning on the road,
Blake
beating
Snell
lefties,
out.
Beating righties, being good against bad teams, et cetera, whatever.
It's almost kind of impressive that they've been 500 with
They're
all the changes.
They're just 500. This is what they've been for 2.5 years. When is that going to change? Or is it going to change?
Yes.
I hope you're right.
Cameron, let's go with what Cameron says. At least a rise came here and set the world on fire. It's refreshing.
Ah, It's beautiful.
It is.
He is the best.
He is. He's really good.
All right. Four really hits fun. Today.
Yeah.
Second game in a row.
Eight hits took the Padres. Long time to get eight hits before Luis Arraez.
He had 10 hits in the series. That's a month
good.
For a lot of guys.
This is really good.
I bet you I could go through and find a bunch of guys who didn't have 10 in the month of April.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to make time for what I really want to talk about in the next segment. A list of the 44 biggest jerks in sports history.
I've been racking my brain.
Yeah. I have not yet looked at the top 10.
Oh, really?
I've only looked at the group leading up to the top 10. We'll reveal the top 10 together, along with some of the other jerks on the list, when Gwen and Chris continues. Don't miss that. All right, Gwen and Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Let's just say before we get to this last segment of the program today, Scraby ranks 46th, I rank 45th. But we're going to give you the 44 biggest jerks in all of sports history. It's ranked by some website somewhere here, and I'm just following along. So
I don't even want to know what website this is.
It's hard for me to actually even tell you what it is.
Let me pull back the curtain about what Chris does during the break.
I look for stuff like this. That's what I do.
He does, and he also...
I love this stuff.
He is a clickbait maker's dream.
Yeah.
Because it's like top 20 hamburgers in the United States.
Chris, I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
During his diet,
I gotta see if I've been to any of them. And if I haven't, I gotta put them on my list to go.
It's true. It's true.
So I came across this one, the 44 biggest jerks in all of sports history. Like the whole history of sports. So I haven't revealed to myself yet the top 10. So we'll do that together.
Okay. Should we do traffic first?
Yeah, let's do traffic before we get started.
Okay.
Is that your jerk music?
I guess so.
Okay.
This
pretty
is
good.
My jerk music.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
This is kind of a category made for me, I think.
Both of us.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's
I have
true.
The book. The book, if you're not familiar, is where I put people in there that I think are jerks. So there it is. All right, I'll give you some of the highlights of the list leading up to 10, and then we'll reveal the top 10 together. Brett Favre starts it at 44.
Really?
Scottie Pippen's in there at 42.
Scottie.
Your guy Phil Mickelson at 41.
Wow.
Phil does come off to some people. I think he's terrific, but I think if you don't know him and get into his whole gambling world... He kind of comes off that way, I think.
He's definitely taking a nosedive even further in the public persona
right.
after this whole, or public court of opinion after this live thing.
Shannon Sharp, I thought, was interesting on the list, being as he's now a TV host.
Yeah, that is interesting.
He's probably trying to get people to come on his show, and, you know, he's thought of as an athlete, not being all that great. Michael Jordan made 33. Hey, you know.
I have Jordan on my list.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand Jordan being on some people's list. Barry Bonds, for sure, 29.
Oh, I didn't even have that one.
Bill Laimbeer, classic
yes.
Detroit Piston bad boy. Aaron Rodgers, 27. I don't know if he's a jerk, but he's on the all-time loony list, that's for sure. Here's one that was close in my heart, number 20, Nick Saban.
Really?
I was only upset that he wasn't higher.
He seems like such a nice guy on TV.
Oh, terrific, sure.
He does.
All right. Glad you like him.
Can I start naming some names?
Not yet. Roger Clemens, 19.
I had that one.
Just to prove that it's an all-time history list, Ty Cobb is on the list at 14.
Definitely needs to be there.
Todd Cobb was one of the biggest jerks in sports history.
Was the Babe a jerk?
I don't know. We haven't got to him. I don't know. We're not at the finish.
All right.
Tom Brady is 13.
Whoa.
I think that's kind of interesting.
13?
He seems like a terrific guy. Most people seem to like him, but he did cheat. The game, and more than once.
I thought it was Giselle.
More than once. I think she cheated him.
Yeah.
Number 11 on the list. He would have never been here at the beginning of his career. Polarizing figure, Eldrick Tiger Woods. 11 on the jerk list.
Surprised he's not higher, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, some pretty sordid stuff from Tiger, I must say.
Yeah.
You know, as far as his personality, I always really enjoyed him. I'm sure he told some fans to shut up during his backswing, but every golfer's done that.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
All right, I'll let you name a few before we reveal the actual top 10.
Remember that time when Rory Sabatini heard my shoe squeak and he was like, stared at me?
Yeah, those golfers can hear anything.
All right, so Dennis Rodman.
Rodman, okay, we'll see if he's on the list.
John Daly is not in the top 10.
John Daly's pretty, yeah, okay.
Those are two characters there. Here's one I am very sure of.
Okay.
Curt Schilling.
Okay, we'll see.
McEnroe.
Oh, Johnny Mac. I love Johnny Mac.
Brooks Koepka.
But then again, I'm not a tennis umpire. Koepka, that's just personal bias. Yes. You don't like him.
Gonzo says Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf. You know, you talk about turning over a leaf.
He has turned over a leaf.
He really has. I mean, he's like the most amazing, nicest seeming guy on the planet now. After
Anthony on the chat
reached rock bottom,
and I think other people probably have this question: is this a list of jerks or just people that did some crappy things?
I think both. Yeah, I think both. There's some people that did, like Brady. I think did some crappy things,
and he cheated.
Tiger Woods certainly did some crappy stuff. Some of these people probably just are flat out not good to be around.
All right, let's get to it.
I have a couple on my list, and then we'll reveal the top 10. These are my two personal dislikes, but I wasn't alone in thinking this. Actually, three people. Eddie Murray, former player for the Dodgers and Orioles, one of the most surly interviews in the history of baseball.
Interesting.
When it comes to basketball, no one was tougher to deal with back in the day than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And clearly, behind the scenes, if a TV camera on, he's the nicest guy in history. But as soon as the TV went off, Tommy Lasorda, sorry, Tommy, just, you know.
Just an angry human?
Just a mean-spirited, individual. I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's see who they got in their top 10.
All right. You know,
I'm going to reveal this
Manny Machado
together.
Better not be in this top 10 because people have a notion about Manny.
No, I don't think Manny's going to be there. All right, let's see what they've got here. Number 10 is Keith Hernandez. Now, we know Keith Hernandez from, he was the Mets. He did a lot of cocaine back in the day.
Yes.
He's a broadcaster now. He said some things about women that people have.
Yeah.
He said some controversial stuff. Let's just put it that way.
He
was pretty funny on Seinfeld. In his, did you ever see him on Seinfeld?
He
went out with Elaine a couple of times.
I think he mentioned the other day that he gets residual checks that buy him a glass of wine here and there.
He does. Yeah, he was in the famous episode of the Magic Spit, which was a takeoff on the Magic Bullet. Anyway.
That is pretty funny.
All right, Keith Hernandez, 10. That doesn't really move me one way or the other. Tanya Harding, number 9.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's just all-time classic.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Tanya Harding, I mean, she basically paid somebody to beat the hell out of her competitor.
I don't even... Did
so she could better have a chance to make the Olympics.
I watched Itani. I don't remember if she actually paid or if it was her boyfriend or husband who was the guy who...
Well, they all did. They all were in on it.
They were very, very, very
stupid. She never admitted to having any knowledge that this was happening.
She's very, very, very stupid.
But, yeah.
I didn't think about that. That's a great one.
That's a good one. Number 8. I don't get this one. LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Shady McCoy. I don't remember anything about him.
He had those accusations made against him, but also that was proven, it was cleared, I thought.
All right, this is not a jerk. What he did was pretty jerky. The P. Diddy of his football era, Ray Rice.
Mm.
Have you seen the video with P. Diddy, by the way?
I have.
It's pretty pretty hard to watch.
It's really hard to watch.
Yeah.
And I have an issue with someone saying that they're working on it now. I have an issue with that because...
Oh, with P. Diddy saying, I'm working on my behavior?
I'm in rehab now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
Well,
I don't care.
If you've seen that video, that should never happen once.
No, and the reason... Never mind.
We're not in on that. But
I could go for a while on that one.
Yeah, I get you. Ray Rice here.
Yeah.
All right, so they're going pretty heavy jerks. This guy here, I think he's a little polarizing, but he's... I think if you looked at him as silly, he'd beat the hell out of you.
Who?
For no reason at all. Conor McGregor.
Oh, I mean, he did punch
He has
a
beaten
guy
the hell
a,
out of people, yeah.
He did punch a guy in a bar because he didn't want to take a shot of his whiskey.
He's number 6, Conor McGregor. Yeah, these are like really jerks.
Yeah.
I thought those would be kind of funny countdown.
These are guys
not
that have done
funny
some
at all.
Pretty terrible things
Yes,
in
it's
their
not
life.
Funny at all. Number five. Oh, I like. See, I kind of can get behind this one. And I will say that I predicted this before it came out. I just never believed this guy.
Okay.
Lance Armstrong.
Ah,
never believed him once when he said that he didn't cheat. Because he just, the way he went about, I just had a feeling.
Mm.
He was too slimy for me.
Okay.
There was no way that he could bike a certain speed on flat ground and then go faster uphill. Like, that just didn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense, you're right. I've done that. I've ridden a bike on a hill and on a street.
Yeah, this is just tragic here. Uh-oh. I mean, honestly. Number four.
Should we have checked this list
before?
Yeah,
I probably should have. Ray Carruth. Remember him?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
If you don't know what Ray Carruth did,
it's terrible.
It's really terrible. So, God,
he's in prison, I believe.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Is. I don't even want to get to 3, 2, and 1.
If Ray Carruth is number four,
I know.
I know who's number one.
All right, don't say it yet.
I gotta think it's one guy.
All right, Ray Lewis is number three.
If Ray Lewis is number three, then I know who number one is.
Ray Lewis spent time in jail, but he was exonerated for that.
Yeah, there's a whole podcast that Odyssey put out called The Raven, and it's about that whole thing. It's interesting, for sure.
Oh, I know who number one's going to be.
Yeah.
Number two is Tony Stewart.
You know what? I was going to guess that because
the race
NASCAR,
car driver. Yeah.
He gets in so many fights. He has no issue. I even think, I might be getting this wrong, but he threw a helmet at someone while they were racing around. He gets into large fights. Did you see the recent fight in NASCAR?
Yes.
Yeah. It was like,
it didn't really. Yeah, this. I'm sorry about this list out there. It's not been as fun as entertaining as I thought it was going to be.
We're trying.
Yeah, it's kind of been number one. If it's who I think it is.
Can we say
is not a jerk? He's just notorious.
3, 2, 1. OJ
Hernandez.
Oh. Who's number one?
I said Aaron Hernandez. He was pretty notorious.
He is. Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez made this list number one. There you go.
This is a...
All right, I didn't look ahead
man.
Of time. Yeah, all right.
I kind of want to go home now.
Yeah, every now and again, you know, something a bit doesn't quite go the way you were hoping. That didn't.
How did OJ not make the top
five? Where was OJ? OJ eluded the list.
Man, Aaron Hernandez.
That was a tough list right there.
All right,
sorry. It started out fun, you know. I thought there was some fun names on the list.
I can't. Gotten to the end of the list, Tom Brady made the list.
I know. Tom Brady's on the same list as, you know, Ray Carruth. Come on. That was hardcore.
Yes.
That was way too hardcore. I mean, see, when I think of jerks, I think of Lasorda, not people that are in jail for committing felonies.
No, we were thinking more
I think
along
of people that
of
are just
like,
are not cool to be around.
I was even going to name that guy who played for the Sharks for a little bit. I can't remember his name. He was a hockey player recent that got suspended. Teammates didn't like him. He was cheating on his wife with someone else. I can't remember the guy's name.
There's a lot of crazy hockey players over time.
There are.
Usually alcohol's involved.
Yes.
With those kinds of people.
Anthony says, OJ spent the rest of his life looking for the real killer. Don't you dare disparage his name.
That, far be it from us to do exactly what we seem to have just done.
Yeah.
We apologize.
Should we just start naming the guys we love now?
Yeah, I want to talk about some people I love now.
I mean, Brooks,
you were going with fun guys like Johnny McEnroe.
McEnroe,
you know, was just a fun jerk.
That's where I went to.
Yeah, Johnny Mac was fun. He was a jerk, but he was fun when he was playing, and he was hilarious. I used to love to watch him.
Brian Kenny?
Ooh, Brian Kenny. He's in the book. He's got his own chapter.
Vijay Singh is also one
of them. I heard he was a very tough guy to get along with as an athlete. All right, that's where I was hoping the list would go.
Oh, Kane. Kane's the guy's name there. From the Sharks.
Patrick Kane.
No.
Patrick Kane's
he's a great
cool
guy.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, Evander Kane. Evander
Kane still plays. He's with the Oilers. He's playing tonight. Against the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Finals.
Haven't seen him once.
Oh, he's
there.
Still playing. Yeah, he's there.
Trevor Bauer's another good one.
Yeah, see, you guys on the chat are coming up with the kind of list I was hoping that it would be.
You know, we could do a list
like
that.
That's my fault for not. I should have just looked at the top 10 before I read it off, but I thought it'd be more fun to reveal it along with everybody, you know.
You know, sometimes we do things that just don't work.
Well,
I run into that all the time.
We take a shot.
Yeah.
The Chronicles are coming up next. Speaking of stuff that doesn't work.
Yes, the Chronicles.
Scraby's gotcha. Before I get too far and get too close to the wire here, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we are going to be having a good old time, and hopefully you'll be a part of it. We're broadcasting the show live from Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. It's in Coronado at the ferry landing. All right. Now, I could give you directions, but honestly, just in this day and age, I don't really have to, right? Just, Spiro's Ferry Landing. I think you guys will find
Spiro's it. Spiro's Coronado, and you spell it Spiros.
Yeah, and it's right. It's very close off the bridge. When you get over the bridge, you'll turn right, and then it's, you know, only a couple of more minutes away.
Ooh.
So just so you have an idea where it's at. But we're going to be there for the show from 2 to 5:30. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got 3 pair of tickets to give away for Padres Marlins next week. We got tickets to SD Legion. We got Padre shirts, hats, bobbleheads. I mean, we're just going to be giving a whole bunch of stuff away. We're going to be eating a bunch of Mediterranean food. We're going to be drinking some cold ones. Scraby and I will get the non-alcoholic cold ones. We appreciate you offering.
Yes.
But anyway, and I want to also mention this. Spiro's is going to be donating $1 for every meal tomorrow afternoon and another $1 for every beer to the Lucky Duck Foundation. Now, this is a great foundation. They work to prevent and alleviate the suffering of homelessness throughout San Diego County. It's a terrific organization. And the Lucky Duck was one of the organizations that the late, great Peter Seidler was on their board. He was very strongly part of this. And his widow, Sheil, has taken his place on the board.
Great.
So we're going to, you know, come by, see us, have fun. You're going to benefit them. And we're just going to, you know, give away a whole bunch of stuff. It's all tomorrow from 2 to 5:30, Spiro's Coronado location. Don't miss it. Scraby and I will be there. Unfortunately, Tony is traveling. He's out of town. Is that your jerk music?
I guess so.
Okay.
It's
pretty good.
This is my jerk music.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
This is kind of a category made for me, I think.
Both of us.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's
I have the book. The book, if you're not familiar, is where I put people in there that I think are jerks. So there it is. All right, I'll give you some of the highlights of the list leading up to 10, and then we'll reveal the top 10 together. Brett Favre starts it at 44.
Really?
Scottie Pippen's in there at 42.
Scottie.
Your guy, Phil Mickelson, at 41.
Wow.
Phil does come off to some people. I think he's terrific, but I think if you don't know him and get into his whole gambling world, he kind of comes off that way, I think.
He's definitely taken a nosedive even further in the public persona after this whole, or public court of opinion after this Liv thing.
Shannon Sharp, I thought, was interesting on the list, being as he's now a TV host.
Yeah, that is interesting.
He's probably trying to get people to come on his show, and, you know, he's thought of as an athlete not being all that great. Michael Jordan made 33. And, you know,
I have Michael Jordan on my list.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand Jordan being on some people's list. Barry Bonds, for sure, 29.
Oh, I didn't even have that one.
Bill Laimbeer, classic Detroit Piston bad boy. Aaron Rodgers, 27. I don't know if he's a jerk, but he's on the all-time loony list. That's for sure. Here's one that was close in my heart. Number 20, Nick Saban.
Really?
I was only upset that he wasn't higher.
He seems like such a nice guy on TV.
Oh, terrific, sure.
He does.
All right. Glad you like him.
Can I start naming some names?
Not yet. Roger Clemens, 19.
I had that one.
Just to prove that it's an all-time history list, Ty Cobb is on the list at 14.
Definitely needs to be there.
Todd Cobb was one of the biggest jerks in sports history.
Was the Babe a jerk?
I don't know. We haven't got to him. I don't know. We're not at the finish.
All right.
Tom Brady is 13.
Whoa.
I think that's kind of interesting.
13?
He seems like a terrific guy. Most people seem to like him, but he did cheat the game, and once.
I thought it was Giselle.
More than once. I think she cheated him.
Yeah.
Number 11 on the list. He would have never been here at the beginning of his career. Polarizing figure, Eldrick Tiger Woods, 11 on the jerk list.
Surprised he's not higher, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, he was some pretty sordid stuff from Tiger, I must say.
Yeah.
You know, as far as his personality, I always really enjoyed him. I'm sure he told some fans to shut up during his backswing, but every golfer's done that.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
All right, I'll let you name a few before we reveal the actual top 10.
Remember that time when Rory Sabatini heard my shoe squeak and he was like, stared at me?
Yeah, those golfers can hear anything.
All right, so Dennis Rodman.
Rodman, okay, we'll see if he's on the list.
John Daly is not in the top 10.
John Daly's pretty,
okay. Here's one.
Those are two characters there.
Here's one I am very sure of.
Okay.
Curt Schilling.
Okay, we'll see.
McEnroe.
Oh, Johnny Mac. I love Johnny Mac.
Brooks Koepka.
But then again, I'm not a tennis umpire. Koepka, that's just personal bias. Yes. You don't like him.
Gonzo says Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf. You know, you talk about turning over a leaf.
He has turned over a leaf.
He really has. I mean, he's like the most amazing, nicest seeming guy on the planet now. After
Anthony
he
on the chat
reached
is asking,
rock bottom,
and I think other people probably have this question: is this a list of jerks or just people that did some crappy things?
I think both. Yeah, I think both. There's some people that did, like Brady. I think did some crappy things,
and he cheated.
Tiger Woods certainly did some crappy stuff. Some of these people probably just are flat out not good to be around.
All right, let's get to it.
I have a couple on my list, and then we'll reveal the top 10. These are my two personal dislikes, but I wasn't alone in thinking this. Actually, three people. Eddie Murray, former player for the Dodgers and Orioles, one of the most surly interviews in the history of baseball.
Interesting.
When it comes to basketball, no one was tougher to deal with back in the day than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And clearly, behind the scenes, if a TV camera on, he's the nicest guy in history. But as soon as the TV went off, Tommy Lasorda, sorry, Tommy, just, you know.
Just an angry human?
Just a mean-spirited, individual. I'll just leave it at that. All right, let's see who they got in their top 10.
All right. You know,
I'm going to reveal this
Manny Machado
together.
Better not be in this top 10 because people have a notion about
Manny. No, I don't
Manny.
Think Manny's going to be there. All right, let's see what they got here. Number 10 is Keith Hernandez. Now, we know Keith Hernandez from, he was the Mets. He did a lot of cocaine back in the day.
Yes.
He's a broadcaster now. He said some things about women that people have.
Yeah.
He said some controversial stuff. Let's just put it that way.
He
was pretty funny on Seinfeld. In his, did you ever see him on Seinfeld?
He
went out with Elaine a couple of times.
I think he mentioned the other day that he gets residual checks that buy him a glass of wine here and there.
He does. Yeah, he was in the famous episode of the Magic Spit, which was a takeoff on the Magic Bullet.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
That is pretty funny.
All right, Keith Hernandez, 10. That doesn't really move me one way or the other. Tanya Harding, number 9.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's just all-time classic.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Tanya Harding, I mean, she basically paid somebody to beat the hell out of her competitor.
I don't even... Did she...
So she could better have a chance to make the Olympics.
I watched iTanya. I don't remember if she actually paid or if it was her boyfriend or husband who was the guy who...
Well, they all did it. They all were in on it.
They were very, very, very
she
stupid.
She never admitted to having any knowledge that this was happening.
She's very, very, very stupid.
But, yeah.
I didn't think about that. That's a great one.
That's a good one. Number 8. I don't get this one. LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Shady McCoy. I don't remember anything about him.
He had those accusations made against him, but also that was proven, it was cleared, I thought.
All right, this is not a jerk. Well, this what he did was pretty jerky. The P. Diddy of his football era, Ray Rice.
Mm.
Have you seen the video with P. Diddy, by the way?
I have.
It's pretty pretty hard to watch.
It's really hard to watch.
Yeah.
And I have an issue with someone saying that they're working on it now. I have an issue with that because...
Oh, with P. Diddy saying, I'm working on my behavior?
I'm in rehab now.
Yeah,
like, I don't care.
Well,
I don't care.
If you've seen that video, that should never happen once.
No, and the reason... Never mind.
We're not in on that. But
I could go for a while on that one.
Yeah, I get you. Ray Rice here.
Yeah.
All right, so they're going pretty heavy jerks. This guy here, I think he's a little polarizing, but he's... I think if you looked at him as silly, he'd beat the hell out of you.
Who?
For no reason at all. Conor McGregor.
Oh, I mean, he did punch a guy.
He has beaten the hell out of people, yeah.
He did punch a guy in a bar because he didn't want to take a shot of his whiskey.
He's number six, Conor McGregor. Yeah, these are like really jerks.
Yeah, I thought
that was going to be kind of funny countdown.
These are guys not funny at all. Pretty terrible things.
Yes, it's not funny at all. Number five. Oh, I like. See, I kind of can get behind this one, and I will say that I predicted this before it came out. I just never believed this guy.
Okay.
Lance Armstrong.
Ah,
never believed him once when he said that he didn't cheat. Because he just the way he went about. I just had a feeling he was too slimy for me.
Okay,
there was no way that he could bike a certain speed on flat ground and then go faster uphill. Like that just didn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense. You're right. I've ridden a bike on a hill and on a street.
Yeah, this is just tragic here. Uh-oh. I mean, honestly. Number four.
Should we have checked this list?
Yeah, I probably should have. Ray Carruth. Do you remember him?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
If you don't know what Ray Carruth did.
It's terrible.
It's really terrible. So, God,
he's in prison, I believe.
Yeah, he is. I don't even want to get to 3, 2, and 1.
If Ray Carruth is number four.
I know.
I know who's number one.
All right, don't say it yet.
I gotta think it's one guy.
All right, Ray Lewis is number three.
If Ray Lewis is number three, then I know who number one is.
Ray Lewis spent time in jail, but he was exonerated for that.
Yeah, there's a whole podcast that Odyssey put out called The Raven, and it's about that whole thing. It's interesting, for sure.
Oh, I know who number one's going to be.
Yeah.
Number two is Tony Stewart.
You know what? I was going to guess that because
the race car driver.
Yeah. He gets in so many fights. He has no issue. I even think, I might be getting this wrong, but he threw a helmet at someone while they were racing around. He gets into large fights. Did you see the recent fight in NASCAR?
Yes.
Yeah. It was like...
It didn't really... Yeah, this. I'm sorry about this list out there. It's not been as fun as entertaining as I thought it was going to be.
We're trying.
Yeah, it's kind of been number one. If it's who I think it is
can we say
is not a jerk? He's just notorious.
3, 2, 1. OJ
Hernandez.
Oh. Who's number one?
I said Aaron Hernandez. He was pretty notorious.
He is. Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez made this list number one. There you go.
This is a...
All right, I didn't look ahead
man.
Of time. Yeah, all right.
I kind of want to go home now.
Yeah, every now and again, you know, something a bit doesn't quite go the way you were hoping. That didn't.
How did OJ not make the top
five? Where was OJ? OJ eluded the list.
Man.
That was a tough list right there. All right, sorry. It started out fun, you know. I thought there was some fun names on the list.
I can't. Now that we've gotten to the end of the list, Tom Brady made the list.
I know. Tom Brady's on the same list as, you know, Ray Carruth. Come on. That was hardcore.
Yes.
That was way too hardcore. I mean, see, when I think of jerks, I think of Lasorda, not people that are in jail for committing felonies.
No, we were thinking more
I think
along
of people
lines
that
of
are
like,
just are not cool to be around.
I was even going to name that guy who played for the Sharks for a little bit. I can't remember his name. He was a hockey player recent that got suspended. Teammates didn't like him. He was cheating on his wife with someone else. I can't remember the guy's name.
There's a lot of crazy hockey players over time.
There are.
Usually alcohol's involved.
Yes.
With those kinds of people.
Anthony says, OJ spent the rest of his life looking for the real killer. Don't you dare disparage his name.
That, far be it from us to do exactly what we seem to have just done.
Yeah.
We apologize.
Should we just start naming the guys we love now?
Yeah, I want to talk about some people I love now.
I mean, Brooks,
you were going with fun guys like Johnny McEnroe.
McEnroe,
you know, was just a fun jerk.
That's where I went to.
Yeah, Johnny Mac was fun. He was a jerk, but he was fun when he was playing, and he was hilarious. I used to love to watch him.
Brian Kenny?
Ooh, Brian Kenny. He's in the book. He's got his own chapter.
VJ Singh is also one
I've heard. VJ Singh was I heard he was a very tough guy to get along with as an athlete. All right, that's where I was hoping the list would go.
Oh, Kane. Kane's the guy's name there. From the Sharks.
Patrick Kane.
No.
Patrick Kane's
he's a
cool
guy.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, Evander Kane. Evander
Kane still plays. He's with the Oilers. He's playing tonight. Against the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Finals.
Haven't seen him once.
Oh, he's
there.
Still playing. Yeah, he's there.
Trevor Bauer's another good one.
Yeah, see, you guys on the chat are coming up with the kind of list I was hoping that it would be.
You know, we could do a list
like
that.
That's my fault for not I should have just looked at the top 10 before I read it off, but I thought it'd be more fun to reveal it along with everybody, you know.
You know, sometimes we do things that just don't work.
Well,
and,
we take
and
a shot.
I run into that all the time.
We take a shot.
Yeah.
The Chronicles are coming up next. Speaking of stuff that doesn't work.
Yes, the Chronicles.
Scraby's gotcha. Before I get too far and get too close to the wire here, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we are going to be having a good old time, and hopefully you'll be a part of it. We're broadcasting the show live from Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. It's in Coronado at the ferry landing. All right. Now, I could give you directions, but honestly, just in this day and age, I don't really have to,
no,
right?
Just,
Spiro's Ferry Landing. I think you guys will find
Spiro's it. Spiro's Coronado, and you spell it S-P-I-R-O-S.
Yeah, and it's right. It's very close off the bridge. When you get over the bridge, you'll turn right, and then it's, you know, only a couple of more minutes away.
Ooh.
So just so you have an idea where it's at. But we're going to be there for the show from 2 to 5:30. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got three pair of tickets to give away for Padres Marlins next week. We got tickets to SD Legion. We got Padre shirts, hats, bobbleheads. I mean, we're just going to be giving a whole bunch of stuff away. We're going to be eating a bunch of Mediterranean food. We're going to be drinking some cold ones. Scraby and I will get the non-alcoholic cold ones. We appreciate you offering.
Yes.
But anyway, and I want to also mention this. Spiro's is going to be donating $1 for every meal tomorrow afternoon and another $1 for every beer to the Lucky Duck Foundation. Now, this is a great foundation. They work to prevent and alleviate the suffering of homelessness throughout San Diego County. It's a terrific organization. And the Lucky Duck was one of the organizations that the late, great Peter Seidler was on their board. He was very strongly part of this. And his widow, Sheil, has taken his place on the board.
Great.
So we're going to, you know, come by, see us, have fun. You're going to benefit them. And we're just going to, you know, give away a whole bunch of stuff. It's all tomorrow from 2 to 5:30, Spiro's Coronado location. Don't miss it. Scraby and I will be there. Unfortunately, Tony is traveling. He's out of town this weekend. He's not even going to be in San Diego for the Padre-Yankee series.
That is true.
All right. So tomorrow, we'll start the series. We have Friar Friday. Also tomorrow, Jeremiah Estrada will be our guest tomorrow.
Right at 2 p.m.
Coming off of a pretty good outing today. He faced six hitters. He struck out five. I would say he was all right. He got the win in relief. Suarez got the save as the Padres beat the Reds 6-4 today.
Career save on Friday.
Yeah, he got his first career save. And from what I told, he went up to Luis Camposano after the game, after the final out, and said, "Was that a save?"
And Luis was like, "Yep."
Yeah, you just got a save.
Real quick, another one on that list, Antonio Brown or Michael Vick.
We're looking for, See, those are the names that should have been on the list that I read.
No, instead we got Aaron Hernandez.
It got way too notorious there.
It got really dark.
It got really, really dark, so sorry about that. It was supposed to be the happy hour. Scraby will cheer you all up.
Yeah.
He's got the Chronicles coming up next. On the scoreboard, Boston Celtics 33, Indiana Pacers 27. 9:41 to go in the second quarter. Scraby will keep you up to date. Edmonton-Dallas, NHL Western Conference Final, Game 1. Scoreless midway through the first period. That's it. Scraby, have fun with the Chronicles.
Thank you.
We will see all of you down there at Spiro's tomorrow. Make sure you drop by between 2 and 5:30. Until then, for Tony and Matt, Chris, adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.